Rump start.
Cheers.
Cool. Welcome to Hammer Dad!
Dad!
Thanks, boys.
Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices, also on Radio Row at Super Bowl. I am Tone Diggs.
Had a baby toe.
This desk is covered in CBD.
Take it in, my friend. Take it in.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
How you doing, Bob?
All is well. We're back. I mean, we needed a night last night. We knew it. We needed it.
I went 2-2, so I don't know if I had a night, but
I needed a 9-4. I had a couple tough days in a row.
That was a good night out of you.
Yeah.
Rawlsy. Is Nick back here? Is Nicky?
How we doing?
There he is.
Still some moving parts back here, but we're getting it together.
Does Emmett Otter McMahon the III know how to use his microphone yet?
Yes.
What?
Yes, sir, I do. What's up, Tony?
Okay, I can kind of hear you.
Let's speak into it, Mitt.
Make sure you speak into it, Bob.
That baby, Mitt.
Okay. Don't have the... Oh, I got a clock right here. We have until 4 p.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So what say you, we don't waste any fucking time, we get into some gambling talk for today, huh, Bob?
Let's get to it, Tom.
As we said before this week, we will do a little bit of props every single day. We will also have college basketball.
Yeah. What do you got?
I got a Word document that says I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks.
That's pretty good.
Hey, is there a puck tonight, guy?
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah, there is. It was a tough night last night. Don't have any picks, but we can do it live if you want right now.
I got two, and I bet you can guess who they are.
You got NBA or no?
Hell yeah, Tony. All right. I got NBA, dude.
Hello, baby. Hello, baby Mitt. All right. Let's start with the NFL, because that's where we are. Out here on Radio Row, everyone's having a great time. I finally found out who the doctor you saw yesterday was that threw you off your game. Don't let that happen today, okay?
That was you.
That was not me.
You not knowing who that was
concerning. I thought Fauci was here. Turns out it was Dr. Florio, which that makes sense.
Thank you, doctor.
All right, props that we're going through today. Some things I looked up last night. You know, maybe just for your information. I'm not saying we're going to make picks here or stuff like that. But for your information, I went to a fantasy website.
Fantasy Tone is back?
No, we're not talking about fantasy here, but it was a good tool to use on how these teams line up and play defense against opposing offenses, all right?
I like that.
So the Bengals are 17th in giving up points to wide receivers. So you look at Cooper Kupp. He's got, you want to guess what his over-under is? Do you know what it is?
Close to 100.
105. That's a lot. But he does average 114 yards per game this year.
Yeah.
Van Jefferson's 33.5. He averages 47 yards per game this year, but only 26 yards per game in the playoffs. I know he got banged up in one of the games, but maybe look under for Van Jefferson.
Van Jefferson.
Odell's over-under is 62.5. So what I'm saying is, when I say the Bengals are giving up 17th amount of points or whatever versus wide receivers, I'm saying I don't think you need to stray away. I don't think you need to go over or under for the wide receivers. I think it's a feel thing for that.
I think T. Higgins might have a game. I really do.
We are on this. We are right on this together.
Yeah.
So you think the Rams, you think their defense, maybe they don't give up a lot of points to wide receivers. They are 23rd in the league versus wide receivers as far as like giving up fantasy points. So that's yards, that's touchdowns, that's blah, blah. So I don't think you need to stray away from taking Bengals wide receivers in this game this week as far as over-unders. And I do like T. Higgins. I mean, we talked to Coach Pagano. We talked to a bunch of people. Are they going to put Jalen Ramsey on Jamar Chase? Are they going to double Jamar Chase and then put Ramsey on T. Higgins? Who knows what's going to go? It'll probably be some sort of mixture with all of that. But T. Higgins is over under is 69.5. He's averaging 77.9 on the year per game and 69.7 in the playoffs. So basically right out his over under. I don't mind T. Higgins over either.
Absolutely.
The only guy in this game who's averaging more yards in the playoffs than the regular season though is Jamar Chase. His over-under is 78.5. He's averaging 93 yards per game in the playoffs, 85 yards per game in the year. Do you worry? Do you think like, oh, he's a rookie. He's going against Jalen Ramsey, not a rookie, very good corner. Do you worry about taking his overs at all?
No, because you look at guys get burned. It's just what happens.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like Brady, that deep ball over the top to Evans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't, no matter how good a corner is, there is very few times that a guy can completely shut a guy down. And I just think Ja'Marr Chase is that good.
Uh-huh. I took that under on Mike Evans that game.
Yeah.
And he was under the entire game.
Yeah.
Until that fucking
deep
ball.
It just takes one.
And Joe's the type of guy who, I think if he sees one-on-one out there and it's a deep ball, Ja'Marr, I think he'll throw it.
Yeah.
Which leads me to question for you here. Let me find it. Over, under, longest pass for these two quarterbacks, I believe is 39 and a half. How do you feel about that?
It has to be over.
39 and a half is the over-under for both of these quarterbacks.
I feel like Stafford hits Kupp for one, like, 50 every game.
Who's that other random white dude who he throws to every once in a while who's also really good on special teams?
Oh, dropped the one in the end zone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Schafolski?
Blue Bomber legend Schafolski.
I think I might go over 39 and a half for both teams here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we could also get a quick screen that Ja'Marr takes 40 yards.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just 39 seems very low to me.
There is a one wide receiver who I might look under as well besides Jefferson. Tyler Boyd's 39 and a half. He averages 50 in the regular season, okay? But he's only averaging 20 yards per game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think Joe might trust the other guys more. I don't know what the situation is there, but I'm not going to trust Tyler Boyd to go over when he's getting 20 yards per game in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Tony.
Okay.
Can I throw in a little prop bet here at plus for or Joe Burrow, either quarterback, to have 400-plus yards? I love
you like
that
flyer.
Oh, yeah, Tony, we're looking for a lot of yards here. What do you mean?
If we're doing sprinkles, T. Higgins to lead the game in receiving is plus 600. I think I'm going to be on that.
Yeah.
I like T. Higgins. I think he's really good. Depending on how they treat the matchup, it sounds like you're in on T. Higgins, too.
Absolutely.
So plus 600 for that. Had to talk about this. I think it's fake. Nick, I think it's fake. I'm going to need you because you're a good fake internet guy.
Talk to me.
There's a Simpsons thing going around, 34-31, final score, Bengals win.
I mean, Tony, did you look at it? Someone Photoshop. Image is real. I don't believe the score is real. I could be wrong.
I remember that happening in The Simpsons, but I don't know. I did get tagged in that 3,700 times yesterday.
So we're calling it fake? I don't care if it's fake or not. I talked about it with Connor earlier today. I had to put a sprinkle in plus 13,000 on 34-31. Because what if it happens? Then we're kicking ourselves, okay?
Tony, no one's going to get mad at you for a sprinky. You know that. We love you. We love good sprinky here and there.
Burrow, Nick, you like this too as well as Gumpy.
Yep.
Burrow over under 12.5 rushing yards.
Yeah, to. Especially with that O-line and the pressure he's going
to
face.
We always talk about it. If they're going to get pressure, we like to take quarterback overs.
You have to take Matthew Stafford anytime touchdown.
Okay.
When they get to the one-yard line, they've been doing him sneak every game. So that is something I would take. It's worth a sprinkle.
I think I will be taking his under, though, of 5.5.
He got loose for one last game.
I think he's done it one time this year. They don't normally give up a lot of pressure. I'm taking under 5.5, I think, for good old staff.
All right.
What else do I got here? Kickers are at 7.5 for over-under kicking points in the game.
Pardon?
So, like,
two
field goals, two extra points. That puts them over. Yeah, both of them.
Well, Matt Gay will probably...
I think I'm going under on Matt Gay.
Matt Gay will probably come up short from 40.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm going to go under on Matt Gay.
Yeah.
McPherson, I don't want to fuck with because that dude will hit 350-yarders.
Yeah, I take over on McPherson.
Who just talked in my ear?
That was me.
Okay, cool.
Is that Mad Dog?
No, it was Nicky Skates.
Oh.
Yesterday it was Zito. I just didn't. It's a different voice and it comes in a different ear and it's fucking. It's wild.
I was letting you know to hurry up.
Oh, we got 4 minutes.
Trust me, dude. I can see.
Jeez.
Okay.
Can you tell time?
I can fucking tell time.
like the Super Bowl.
Before we move on from Sweet Hat.
Yeah.
Bought this today. Actually, Mitt bought it. Thanks, Mitt.
Hey, baby, Mitt.
We'll roll through these and we'll get to college basketball picks. So Bengals are 17th versus wide receivers, 19th versus quarterback, 20th versus running backs, 29th versus tight ends. So if Tyler Higbee's healthy, maybe look at him for overs.
Yeah.
Rams are 4th versus quarterbacks. So if you're looking at Joey B over totals, be wary there. 23rd versus wide receivers, 8th versus running backs, which I think is why I might go under on Joe Mixon, and then 13th versus tight ends. That's our Super Bowl information for today.
Hi, baby, Tone.
Well, actually, here's one.
Oh, one last from Tone.
Burrow's minus 132 to throw a pick. What do you think Stafford is to throw a pick?
Probably plus Hunt.
Minus 172 to throw a pick to Stafford. You could go no on the other side.
What's no?
The best part about Super
What's
Bowl,
no?
I don't know off the top of my head. I wrote down the yes. The best thing about all these Super Bowl props is you can always pick the no, you can always pick the yes. So if you think he's not going to throw a pick, you could get plus money on that right now.
I think Stafford's going to throw a pick, but I ain't laying that juice.
No,
I'd almost lay it on. No, Give me a Mike Hilton pick six. How about that?
Let's go.
How about that?
Yeah, let's fucking do that. All right, let's get into college basketball, then hockey, then we'll do quickly NBA and get the fuck out of here. We can't thank you guys enough for watching, as always.
I'll just run through. I got stats and trends, but we'll just run through.
How many you got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 piece.
Okay,
nine
you, piece you do two, I'll do one.
Ohio State, money line at Rutgers.
Okay.
Rutgers been good at home, but I think Ohio State's coming into form.
Okay.
Wake Forest, money line at NC State. NC State stinks at home. Wake Forest have won 4 straight as a favorite.
I will be taking Wake minus the 3 for all the same reasons you are, but I'll lay the points. Fuck it.
All right. Harvard, money line at home versus Yale.
Okay.
Harvard 7-3 at home. Campbell, money line at home versus Gardner-Webb. They are 8-2 at home.
I am on Jacksonville minus 3 and the hook. That is Jacksonville minus 3 and the hook. To be honest with you, I can't remember who they're fucking playing.
That's all right.
That's okay.
High Point plus 2.5 at Presbyterian. Samford plus 3.5 versus Wofford. I am laying minus 5 with Bama at Mississippi State. I do not love it. I just feel like Alabama's due for it to have a good road game after playing some really good teams.
All right, I'll just say this then. Ole Miss plus the 6 against Bama. It's a lot of points, I feel like. Neither team's been playing great.
No, not at all.
So I'll take the 6 with the dog in that one.
All right. Minnesota, money line at Nebraska. Nebraska 6-10 at home. And then I'm also taking...
Those two teams stink.
Minnesota's not as bad.
True.
Let's hope. Texas Tech, money line at Oklahoma. Texas Tech is playing exceptional ball right
now. Once again, I'll probably get burned for this. I got Texas Tech minus the 3. I said it because Nebraska, I think, has lost 10 straight.
Yes.
And then my last one was Notre Dame minus the 7 against Louisville. 2-8 in their last 10. Notre Dame 8-2. Give me Notre Dame.
All right, Tom.
You got anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, puck tonight. Go ahead.
We're going to go Philadelphia Flyers at home, taking on Detroit Red Wings. Flyers decent at home, but the Wings are terrible on the road, 6-15 on the road. We're going to go Flyers money line minus 114. Then we're going to go up to one of our favorites, the Couvers. Vancouver at home on a back-to-back here, plus 114 on the money line. Then we're going to jump over to Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Vegas, after that big win in Edmonton last night, coming over to Calgary. We're going to go Calgary money line at home, minus 134. They haven't played since before the All-Star break. Vegas played last night. Let's hope the rest pays off. And we will close it out with Texas hockey.
Yep.
Dallas Stars money line at home against the Preds, minus 105.
Let me guess, you're on the Cougars and Texas hockey.
Yep. Texas money line, Cougars money line. Thank you very much.
Mick, quickly, what do you got in the end bud tonight?
We got the hype bowl here, Tony. We got these Chicago Bulls going to the Charlotte Hornets. We are taking the Chicago Bulls money line here. And then just to round it out, we got the Cleveland Cavaliers minus 6 at San Antonio. And then at plus 940, we got Malik Monk, 25 points, and the Lakers to win.
All right.
That baby, hey, Mitt.
That a baby, Mitt. Mitt, will you remember to end the stream today?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're cool. I just don't have it up, so I had to remind you. We can't thank you guys enough for listening to us and watching to us. It's fucking awesome here. We'll be here back here tomorrow, probably around the same time, going through some more stuff, hopefully giving out some winners. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!